Sailing By. This is BBC Radio 4. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Saturday the 10th of January. There are warnings of gales in Viking, South Utsira, Forties, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Plymouth, Biscay, Lundy, Fastnet, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Southwest Bailey 999 losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking south or southeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. North Utsira, southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later. Fair, good. South Utsira 40s, easterly 6 to gale 8, veering southeasterly 4 to 6, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty 4th Tyne, east or southeast 4 to 6, veering south 5 to 7 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, east or northeast 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, veering southeast 3 to 5 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Thames, Dover, White. North or northwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, becoming variable 4 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Portland. Northwest, 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5, backing south later. Showers, good. Plymouth, Biscay. Northwest, 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, backing southwest later. Showers, moderate or good. Trafalgar, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 5 in northwest, showers, good. Fitzroy Sole, northwest backing southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times, perhaps gale 8 later. Showers then rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy Fastnet, northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4, backing south 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming south 5 to 7 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, northwest 4 to 6, backing south 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 for a time, perhaps severe gale 9 later, rain, good, occasionally poor. Malin Hebrides Bailey, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, south 6 to gale 8, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, cyclonic 5 to 7, perhaps gale 8 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, northeasterly 6 to gale 8, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south 2, recent precipitation, 7 miles, 1008, now rising. Stornoway, southwest by west 2, recent rain, 35 miles, 1007, rising slowly. Lerwick, south by east 6, 15 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Wick, south by east 4, recent precipitation, 7 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Aberdeen, southeast by south 3, slight rain, 13 miles, 1010, rising slowly. Lucas, south by west 2, heavy rain and snow, 3 miles, 1009, rising. Boomer, east by south 3, 9 miles, 1009, rising. Bridlington, northeast 4, 1007, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 8, 2 miles, 999. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 7, 1004. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest 3, 1007, rising. Jersey, northwest 5, 19 miles, 1009, rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west 6, 1009. Scilly Automatic, northwest by west 6, 9 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Milford Haven, North 3, recent rain, 32 miles, 1,009, rising slowly. Aberporth, northwest by west 3, 24 miles, 1,009, rising slowly. Valley, south 1, recent rain, 24 miles, 1,008, rising. Liverpool Crosby, northeast 2, recent rain, 5 miles, 1,008, rising. Valentia, northwest 4, 8 miles, 1,014, rising. Ronald's Way, northwest 2, 19 miles, 1,009, rising. Malinhead, southwest by south 3, 16 miles, 1,008, rising. Macrahanish Automatic, west by south 3, 1,700 metres, 1,009, rising. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation, complex areas of low pressure will lie close to the United Kingdom, bringing some rain or showers to most areas, along with strong winds in places. Atlantic fronts will then progress eastwards on Saturday night and on Sunday, with strong winds and gales developing and outbreaks of rain which could turn to sleet or snow across some northern and eastern waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in northeast. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4 at first in south, otherwise southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north and also later in south. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. East 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south 5 or 6 later. Wintry showers, fair later, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northeast 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south 4 to 6 later. Rain or sleet, then wintry showers, fair later, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Cyclonic, mainly northerly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in south, becoming easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5 later. Rain or sleet, then wintry showers, fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northwesterly 6 or 7, decreasing 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later. Occasional rain until later in east. Good, occasionally moderate in east. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northwest 4 to 6, decreasing 3 or 4, becoming variable, mainly southeast 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwesterly 4 to 6, but 7 or gale 8 at first in west, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, squally at first in west, mainly fair later, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest 4 to 6, but 6 to gale 8 at first near Land's End, becoming variable 3 or less later, then southeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, squally at first near Land's End, mainly fair later, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northwesterly 4 to 6 at first in south, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Variable mainly southeast 2 to 4, becoming southeast 5 to 7 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 5 to 7 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south 6 or 7 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southeasterly 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southeast veering south or southwest 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southeasterly 3 to 5, veering southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in north, backing southerly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, south or southeast 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later, Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
Celebrating 25 years of soul music.
Is there life on Mars? Life on Mars struck such a strong chord for me because of the loneliness in the song.
The music that resonates to the music of memories.
Send in the clouds.
When Charles walked into the ring, I immediately said, that's the man I'm going to marry.
Soul music at 25 from BBC Radio 4.
They kept playing that piece non-stop and he survived.
Listen now on BBC Sounds.
What a lovely series that is. Now, with the time approaching 1 o'clock, Radio 4 will be taking a few hours' rest to charge our batteries, but it doesn't mean these airwaves will go silent. In a moment, we'll hear the newsroom on the BBC World Service, followed at 1:30 by the global story looking at the so-called Gen Z revolution. Not quite my age bracket, but for me, Chris Aldridge, do thank you very much for your company and do have a peaceful night, won't you? Good night.
At 1 o'clock GMT, I'm Keith Adams, and this is the newsroom. Anti-government protests escalate in Iran, but President Trump is watching.
This is something pretty incredible that's happening in Iran. It's an amazing thing to watch. They've done a bad job. They've treated their people very badly, and now they're being paid back.
The regime accuses him of stoking the unrest. A new video emerges of the moments before a US immigration official shot dead a woman in Minneapolis.
You want to come at us? I say go get yourself some lunch, big boy.
Get out of the car.
Though different narratives over the event persist. And we mark 10 years since David Bowie's death, a chance to visit his childhood home.
It's going to be an opportunity for people to stand in the footsteps of young David Bowie and really understand where he came from, his big dreams, his aspirations, his vision, where it all started.
But first, a bulletin of world news.
BBC News with Chris Berrow. Anti-government unrest is continuing in Iran for a 13th night, despite a sharp crackdown by the authorities. Messages received by the BBC, despite a communications blackout, spoke of crowds gathered in the capital Tehran shouting slogans against the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei. Protests are also reported in other cities. A doctor said he'd treated many protesters with gunshot wounds. Here's our chief international correspondent, Lise Doucette.
What's different this time? There are many, many things. One is the speed of this escalation. Other waves of unrest have gone on for many months. This time, in less than 2 weeks, there are Iranians from all social classes in all corners of the country marching down the streets in the bitter cold, calling for change. And the authorities are resorting to their old playbook. We've seen shutting down the internet, cracking down on protesters, blaming foreign enemies. But so far,